Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It is now time for the Hall of Famer, Jerry Jones. After another win to get the Cowboys to 3-1, Jerry joins Sean and RJ every week at this time, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. And I was a little disappointed in Jerry's energy last week.
I got to be honest.
I think he was in New York. He was getting ready. Maybe he was in a conference room. I didn't feel like he brought the energy level. So I may ask for a Chris Arnold ooh-wee to start off this morning. I didn't think he was high enough like we were last week. Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, put me in, Coach. I'm hot. Come on.
Hey, there we go. How are you feeling?
I'll do better than that. But yeah. Let's go with that this morning. That's early.
Absolutely. How are you feeling after 3-1? And just give us your overall thoughts on that win over Washington after having a few days to think about it.
Well, I'm just skipping along. I can't touch the ground. I'm really excited about for everyone. This team is doing, I'm excited that what it's doing is sound. What it's doing is the basis of building a platform, if you will, for us to be working off of as we go forward this year. This is solid stuff. It is contributions. It's not even giant strides, but it's everybody playing at a degree of a higher level, and that's across the defense, across the offense. So all of that is really the healthy thing when you look at evolving and getting better as a team.
Did you see 3-1 after the 0-1 start and Dak got hurt?
No, I did not. We were the thought for me was let's just don't get eliminated from having a chance to compete as we go into the season, and certainly as we get closer to the playoff time, let's don't eliminate ourselves, because hopefully we can get better. We do have help on the way. We do have people like Tyron Smith and players like that that are going to be on the field. But logically, you can expect that as we get on into the season. But right now, we don't have them. That should be giving you a chance to build depth, or even better, build real solid play time. And so all of this is healthy for building a team. Of course, we know that can change in one play, because this game is about energy. It's about injury too, and it's about staying on the field. And so all of this is what makes this such a great game and such a great effort to try to get to the Super Bowl.
Jerry Jones right here with Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. I'm going to give you just a fill in the blank, because I don't want to put the words in your mouth. The Dallas Cowboys defense right now is what?
Well, I think you can count on us. Coach makes a call out there, he can rely on his defense. That makes him more aggressive on offense. That makes him be able to do some things on third down that you might not have done. And boy, is that a great asset to have when you're trying to, you only get so many possessions during a halftime or so many possessions during a game. So if you can maximize that, well, when you've got a defense like we have at your back, that lets you get a little more aggressive. And so I think they're unquestionably we're benefiting from that.
Jerry, Trayvon Diggs caught a lot of heat in the offseason from, the analytical websites and my co-host. He's got all the interceptions, but he gives up big plays, too many yards. What did you think of Diggs' game the other day and the season he's having so far?
Well, I think the interception was I've never seen a play that can describe, without saying a word, what his great skill is. The ball is just as much his as it is the receiver's when it gets in the air. That's something you've heard all your life about defensive secondary play. That ball is as much yours as it is the receiver's when it gets in the air. He epitomizes that because he's got the skills. He can play the high points. He's got the ability, the instincts to track the ball. And he's not afraid mentally to use it and count on it. Call that confidence. You can call it whatever you want to. It's rare, and that's important.
Jerry, what makes Dan Quinn so special in your short time working with him and observing him? We were worried about replicating last year's defensive results, and we're like, Dan, go get a head coaching job while you can. You might not be able to follow up on last year, and he has. What stands out to you about him?
His work ethic. Work plus talent, work plus skill, his experience. His experience is really so impressive for the length of time he's been coaching. He's had a world of experience. I like to use it. I'll say it again. Who do you want in the foxhole with you? Well, you want someone that's been shot at. Well, but if you happen to have somebody really viable and they've been shot at and hit, then they are that much more of a teammate in the huddle. That's Dan Quinn. He's been there. He's had some hard times. He's had some successful times. He's confident. He really does have a great feel for what this personnel can do, and he's maximizing it.
Jerry, how's Micah's health?
Good.
Is he banged
really
up at
good.
All?
As good as you want it to be. Period. And I'm not defensive about it. It's just good. He's young. He's in shape. He's getting a lot of reps. He's amazing, really, when you think of him after a ball game, the kind of energy he's expended out there, the numbers of plays, and the intensity that he plays with on every play. It's amazing, and his health is one of the amazing things.
Have they keyed on him differently the last couple of weeks?
Always. Always. I'm not so sure you can use the word differently, but are they keying on him? As much as any probably defensive player that's ever been on the field.
Is the Micah aspiration to be in the Aaron Donald discussion or his goal to be even better? Is that a crazy thought?
Well, he's got as much of it internally, makeup, whatever you want to have a term you want to use. He's got as much football makeup as anybody I've ever been around. And he's got the talent to back it up. And he's getting it right before your eyes. He's getting so much repetition in doing it the right way, and he's getting it under fire, so to speak. You're seeing right before your eyes how he's getting better.
Jerry Jones right here with Sean and RJ on the Diamond Factory Hotline 105.3 The Fan. All right, the entire country is tuning in. They're waiting. Mm-hmm. All the media websites and the writers What can you tell us this morning about Dak's hand?
Well, I know that it's better, and I know that he's going to go out there every day and make progress toward being able to grip the ball. I don't know that you could ask for better news, technically, physically, and how it's responding, how it's healing, so to speak. And so all of those things are on go, and I don't know that as we go bit by to each day, considering the injury, considering the location of the injury, I don't know that you could make any more progress. And there's some things here about healing that, again, I often say only the man upstairs knows how that works.
Right.
But he'll have a big week, and he'll be hard on himself getting it ready to go.
Is he able
That's all I can say.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
Is there a difference between how Cooper's playing versus how Dak played in 2016?
Well, I think that they played, they didn't beat us. They don't beat you. they play within the design of the play, and they're good at it. They both are very, very intelligent and know the offense, know what it's what to play and what it can do. So all they certainly execute the plays well. And in Cooper's case, he's getting the most out of how the play is designed. And then I think you're seeing him just like you did Dak. I think you're seeing Cooper execute and do things that he does really well. And that's what you see in Dak. Dak did it a little more with legs that first year and the year you're talking about than Cooper does. But Cooper can tuck it up and run as well. Mm-hmm. But the point is that both of them really, the comparable would be how well they know the offense, how hard they're working, and how good they are at executing that play. He's changing plays when he goes up to that line. He's getting them in the best shape to make a play. All of those things are similar.
Jerry, do you remember when you all made the decision that you weren't going back to Romo during that run? And how would that decision-making process apply here, if applicable?
Well, it was really different in that you had had maybe as many as 9, 10, 11 games. And you really had a team on a long roll. And the team had evolved and gotten better and better. And so you had the big word of, boy, don't mess with something that's working as well as this. And, of course, the team was following Dak and as well as our fans. But the team was really into Dak. And so you really were changing momentum. And right now you're seeing it build after these three ball games, but you don't have the tenured success that you had when you made the decision about whether to go with Dak or Romo. But Romo was playing outstanding, though. He had practice. He was vintage Romo. And so it made it a head-scratcher because of how well Romo was healthy, and he was playing outstanding. And again, as I've mentioned so far, we took Dak into the playoffs with a top team, and all the other top teams had great, experienced, recognized quarterbacks, not quarterbacks in their rookie year. And so we were the only ones in the tournament with a quarterback in his rookie year. So it was something you had to give a lot of thought to.
So is there an amount of games or a record or a win streak that would change the plan this year?
No. 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 I think as I see it right today.
Jerry, McCarthy yesterday said, we want to get Dak a full week of prep before we put him back out there. Besides gripping the football, what would that all include?
Well, it would include getting a lot of reps with the first unit. It include going through practices seeing serious, not serious, it's all serious, but just seeing what you deal with in your meetings during the week. You'd take that to the practice field and see it practiced on the practice field. Mm-hmm. Dak Prescott may be the best that I've been around of taking what he gets in a game plan and a meetings and preparation in the meeting and taking it to the practice field. And then he may be the best that I've seen taken from the practice field into a game. That's the process that I'm sure Mike was referring to. We need to have that process before we have him in a ball game.
And based upon – oh, sorry, go ahead.
And eliminate the week's work and be ready to go, especially not a quarterback.
And based upon all of that, it would look like he would definitely miss this Rams game based on that. Would you say that?
Well again, we haven't. Yesterday was the day off, and so my point is, we're just starting the week. Let's see how the week goes.
Well, this all is a good problem to have, isn't it?
Yeah, there are no bright lines here, guys. You're looking for a bright line, rightfully so, and we all want it to add up. 1 and 1 is 2, but there's not a bright line here. But what you can't do is, because you've got an ambiguous line here as we deal with an evolving Dak, then at the same time, you've got to be bright-lined when it comes to getting rush ready.
Sure. Jerry Jones here on The Fan. This isn't really on the same subject, but Dak last week said something I love, Jerry, when we were talking about what could he possibly learn from Rush. And he said, I have noticed how simple the game can be. And I can't wait to get back out there and apply that. And I love that he was willing to continue to learn and admit something like that. Have you talked to Dak about that, or what can you add to what that means in terms of what he's picked up while being out?
Well, I have not talked to Dak about that. I saw the same quote you saw, and that is vintage Dak Prescott. He is always, it seems like every day, all the way, finding more to help his team, help his game. That's his body language. That's the way he is. And he's continually knowing. And you can tell by being around him, he just knows there's a bunch out there that he needs to get that he doesn't know and that he can bring to the table. That's a big part of what you are when you're around Dak Prescott.
Jerry, one of the things we question, I thought the season was over when Tyron went down, and here you are. Steven came on the station. He goes, y'all wanted to address it. We drafted a left tackle. Are we talking about Tyler Smith enough in terms of giving him credit for the start to the season he's had?
Well, you are pointing it out. You're talking about him, and not too much, but you're putting an emphasis on it, and it should be there. It's very special, that rookie coming here from Tulsa and play the way he's playing. And that was a big challenge this weekend. That front of Washington's is a mess. And so you should be giving him the accolades that he's receiving. And, of course, the point is, and he would, he's getting better every snap. And that's what happens. The coordination between him and the other guys, the other people that are in the offensive line, and, if you will, the running back and tight end, all of that is gaining on it. So we should, every time we get a game out of him, you just almost can watch him grow. And so, yeah, and he's got the talent.
Jerry, before we let you go, next opponent is the Rams. We liked what we saw last night, even though it was against another NFC team we know around here. Were you able to catch the game? And what were your thoughts on checking out L.A. against San Fran?
I watched the replays. I watched the game later. And I've had some work to do during the game for the most part. But still, I watched the play later. And, of course, both those are the teams. I thought last year we had a chance to and could compete against those teams. We didn't get it done against San Francisco last year. I hope we get a chance to put this team up against them when it really counts in the playoffs. But those are two teams that you should watch. You should have your eye on them because somehow we got to get by them to get where we want to go.
And then, Jerry, the Tolo question of the morning. This blew up last week. There was a report that the World Cup final is going to be at Jerry World in your house. Can you confirm that the biggest sporting event in the world will be hosted by your stadium in 2026?
No, I haven't had that confirmed. I can't confirm that at all. We certainly have our hat and our heart and our soul and everything we're about. And we would make the biggest effort that's ever been made to make that the best one that has ever been here. And but that's a long-winded answer. I don't expect to hear during this time frame right now an affirmed that we've got it. I don't expect that. We're continuing to work, if you will, weekly and daily to do all the things that keep us right there in contention for it. But I have not received a confirmation on that.
Have you gotten an unofficial confirmation on that?
Other than we feel great that we're where it ought to be.
Jerry?
We really want to show that and be that, and we want to have the greatest World Cup that's been, and we'll walk across Texas to get it done.
Jerry, thank you so much. Greatness as always. Enjoy the week like the rest of us, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, guys, let's have a great day and week. Let's go.
Yes, sir. Jerry Jones brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. That was Hector from Alba Limos texting me. He goes, don't forget the World Cup. Don't forget World the Cup, World Cup question. I was like, oh, I was going to forget it. So not getting the official confirmation from Jerry on that.
I think enough people have given us the official confirmation. I think it's happening. I think it's happening.
Who else has given it?
All the reports. Let's have some reports on it.
I don't know.
We'll throw some grass in at AT&T Stadium and handle it.
So there you go. All right. What are you taking away, if anything? He said Dak Prescott cannot grip the football today.
No, and if he can't grip the football today, I find it really hard to believe that he'll be able to grip it enough to play in an NFL game next week against Philadelphia.
So this week, your percentage that he is out is?
Oh, I think he's out.
Done.
I think he's out. I think he's out this week. If he can't grip the football today, what is he going to be? Magically grip it on Wednesday and be ready to go for practice?
And I don't want him to play if he can't grip it today.
No.
Let's see where this goes. I got a little lost in the, I love the question about how is, you know what? We should talk about that. How is this Cooper Rush run different from Dak's rookie season? 877-881-1053. Because I got a little bit lost in his answer there, talking about the vet and this and that. And I'm like, what's the difference? Now, the big difference to me is it was 11 games.
Yeah, 11 games plays a role. But look, we were let's not forget. We were talking about this after 5 games in that year.
I do forget. I don't remember. But if Romo was healthy after 5 games, I think Tony Romo would have been the quarterback.
After 5 games, Romo would have been the quarterback, I think. But we were starting to talk about it around then, and then each week it got more and more and more.
All right, let's see. Let's see what the difference actually is between Romo then and Rush now. Final hour of Sean and RJ. It's almost fist pump time. It's coming at you next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.